Aaron Phillips died from a drug overdose when he was 20. His mom, Justin Phillips, has dedicated her life to preventing others from the same fate.
He was so sensitive.
She remembers his personality traits.
You know, this was a kid that skateboarded off the top of my house onto the van in the driveway, so I think there was some risk-taking going on there, too.
Sensitivity, impulsivity, and anxiety are some of the personality traits targeted by a new prevention education program that Phillips introduced through her nonprofit Overdose Lifeline. Phillips says the goal is to arm students with tools.
No one ever talks to anyone about anxiety. And we never talk about how to deal, cope appropriately with anxiety.
Overdose Lifeline has presented the program to 13 schools in 6 low-income Indiana counties. It's called Preventure.
Changing the way that we think. So recognizing, first of all, that you have impulsivity and what it looks like, what it feels like internally, what the thoughts might be around that personality.
The Indiana Division of Mental Health and Addictions supports Preventure through a grant and pilot project. Students are identified through a screening and then can participate in 2 90-minute workshops. Families can opt out. Savvy Brinica is one of the program facilitators with Overdose Lifeline.
We're teaching them that you do have control over your thoughts.
That if you're in a bad spot,
you don't have to be a product of the event happening. Rather, your thoughts are malleable. You can change the way that you're thinking to ultimately change your behavior.
Research shows the younger a person starts using drugs, the more likely they could become addicted. There's still limited study about the Preventure program approach, but Brinica says the Indiana pilot will add data.
Compare the students who enroll in the program and their substance use and overall mental health quality to the rest of the student population who doesn't participate. It's about their overall mental health.
But it can be a hard sell. In rural Grant County, Principal Pat McLaughlin at Eastbrook High School says they initially had some pushback.
Because it's talking about addiction prevention and just the negative connotation maybe that parents would have that, well, my kid doesn't do that or wouldn't do that.
All of his ninth graders were screened through the program, and none of the students opted out. There's a growing awareness of the importance of social and emotional learning. McLaughlin says his students need support.
They're talking about their home life, they're, you know, not having running water at home or heat or things like that, and then trying to come to school, and we're trying to educate them with all of those things that they brought with them to school.
Root causes like poverty and other adverse childhood experiences can contribute to the risk of substance use disorder. Jackie Crane is a school nurse. She helped bring the Preventure program to Seymour High School.
If there's any kind of trauma in a child's life, then if they're not given the right tools, they're going to go down this path.
Crane's son has struggled with heroin addiction. She says she gets it, why young people start using.
You're in a bad mood and you're just so anxious, you know, that nobody's listening to you and you feel like you don't have a voice, so you need something to calm yourself down.
Crane says her son would have benefited from the mental health tools provided through this school program before years of addiction, arrests, and now recovery.
Taylor's 27 and he is just now learning coping skills from the programs that he's been in now.
Overdose Lifeline hopes to train more school districts to implement the Preventure program. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jill Sheridan.